It's off. Okay. All right. Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is... What is that clock say? Yeah. Okay. So today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Ches. We left off on daf Ayin Zayin and Beis. We are at the two dots, about halfway through the wide lines on daf Ayin Zayin and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lender, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored in memory of Tova Bas Ephraim Toby Snitow by her family. It is also sponsored, dedicated in memory of the yard site of Mark Benson's father, Yaakov Ben Yitzchak HaKohen. May his neshama have an aliyah in Gan Eden. And it is also sponsored by the Daf Yomi Chevra in honor of the recent wedding of Zahava and Roni Kopchik. Special mazel tov to Lisha and Daniela Graf on that beautiful simcha. We should continue to share in simchas, and we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship, and a special welcome to Jeremy Lussman from Eretz Yisrael, who's joining us today. So we are holding, as I said, at the two dots on daf Ayin Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara is going to continue to discuss issues relating to Yichus, meaning the Yisra of Mitzri, and the idea that a Dor Shlishi is Yavo B'Kal Hashem. How do we cheshbon what's a Dor Shlishi? Does that include males and females, or only males? Meaning, do we assume that just like we have Moavi V'lo Moavis, Amoni V'lo Amonis, so do you say Mitzri V'lo Mitzris? So that was a Machlokas Tanayim that we had in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to play out what the Kal V'Chomer was in the Mishnah, what the response to the Kal V'Chomer is, and how that conversation goes beyond what we saw in the Mishnah. We're going to discuss whether the counting of the generations starts with the ger themselves or with their offspring, whether the generations go after the father or the mother. If you have a Mitzri Rishon that marries a Mitzri Sheni, Mitzris Shnia, what do you count the child as? We're going to discuss the concept of Ubar Yerech Imo. And then the Gemara is also going to discuss the different psulim of Mamzerim and the Sinim and the details that relate to those psulim. So let's begin with at the two dots on Dafai and Zayinim Beis, Mitzri Adomi and Nasurin. So we had said that the Mitzri and Adomi are only Aser until three generations, but it's inclusive of both males and females, according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you're going to say that Moavi Velo Moavis, Amoni Velo Amonis, so Mitzri certainly Kal V'Chomer. If when it comes to Amonu Moav, where it's an Isser Olam, it only includes the males. A Mitzri, which is only an Isser until three generations, for sure should be limited and only include the males. So the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Im Halacha Nekabel, if you have some sort of tradition, we can't argue on your traditions, but as far as your Kal V'Chomer is concerned, Yesh Tshuva, there's a response to your Kal V'Chomer. It's not a great Kal V'Chomer. And Rabbi Shimon responded somewhat cryptically, low key, first of all, your response is not a response, and my Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. And second of all, Halacha Niyomer, I do have such a tradition. So my Tshuva, what is the Chachamim's Tshuva? What is their response to his Kal V'Chomer? His Kal V'Chomer seemed very strong. If the more serious Isra of Amoni Moavi is limited to only men, so the less severe Isra of Mitzri V'Adomi should also be limited to only men, should not include women. So Amar Rabbi Aruchanam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Dikal Meimar Rayos Yuchichu. We should be able to prove from our Rayos that there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer Shalo Asher Ben El Ad Shlosha Doros, because when we're defining relatives, that we define Bito, Bas Bito, those are all included in our Rayos, but the next generation is already not included in the Parsha of Arayos, is already not included as one of the Arayos, and is technically from a Torah perspective mutter to the person, and nevertheless Echad Zachar Mevechad Nekevos, even though it's limited generationally, it's not limited by gender. So too, when it comes to Mitzri V'Adomi, it's limited in terms of the numbers of generations, but it should not be limited in terms of gender. It should include men and women as well. So Maila Arayos Shekin Kari says, no, but Arayos, you can't bring Arayos from, because Arayos is an Isser Kari, so it's a much more severe type of thing, as opposed to a Mitzri and a Domi, which is only an Asay. So you can't learn from our Rayos that to treat a Mitzri and a Domi female the same way that you treat a Mitzri and a Domi male. Says, well, Mamzer Yochiach, well, I'll bring you a Raya from a Mamzer. There's no Chi of Karis by a Mamzer, and nevertheless, we include females as well. Well, says, but you can't bring a Raya from a Mamzer, because Mal Mamzer Shkenin a Roy Lova Bakali Olam. A Mamzer is never allowed to come into the Kalashem Darasiri Adolam. It's never allowed to be B'Kal Hashem. So it could be that's why the Torah is so machmir, that female mamzeros are also problematic, as opposed to Mitzri V'Adomi, where there is after a few generations, he's Mutalova B'Kal. So it says, well, Arayos Yochichu. But then you go back to Arayos, and you see that there is a limit in terms of the generation. generations, and yet it also includes females. The Chazar Adin, and between Arayos and Mamzerus, you should be able to derive that that each one has their own qualities, but at Sara Shavish Ben, Arayos and Mamzerus have the following things in common. She'asurin, that there is some sort of Isser, and Echad Zachar Mechon Kevos, and it includes both males and females. And therefore, Afani Avi, Mitzri and Mitzri, She'asurin, Echad Zacharim, Vechon Kevos, and therefore, Mitzri also, and Mitzri and Adomi also, since it's an Isser, it should include both Zacharim and Kevos. Says Gemara, no, but you can't bring a Raya from the Tzad HaShavu, because Malah Tzad HaShavish Ben, Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad Kares. Both Mamzer and Chayavi Krisos have a Tzad Kares, meaning when it comes to a Mamzer, there's no Chiyuv Kares to be Boel, a Mamzer, for a Matavbiya with a Mamzer, but a Mamzer is only generated, a Mamzer only comes into the world because somebody had violated an Isser Kares. So they both relate to an Isser Kares, as opposed to Mitzvah Adomi has nothing to do with an Isser Kares, so maybe we could be more makel by a Mitzvah Adomi and say that it's more limited and only applies to men, and the Isser does not apply to women. For Rabbanan and the Chachamim who say that there's a rejection of this Kal V'chomer, would say Mechalal the Chayav Yasei, that Ukrab Lez Ben Yaakov, that a Chalal who's born to women who are Asur L'Kuhuna with an Isser Asei, meaning a Kohen Gadol marries an Anusa or a Mefuta, where there's no Los Asei, it's just a violation of the Mitzvah Asei of Ki Im Besula Yikach, that he's supposed to marry a Besula, so that should be the Raya, because we assume like the Sheet of Rab Lez Ben Yaakov that we had back on Daf Nuntes and Daf Samach that holds that a Kohen who marries a woman who's Asura to him with an Isra Asei, the Vlad is going to be a Chalal and it's going to be Asa L'Kuhuna. So the Rabbanan are going to say to Rabbi Shimon that Arayos Yochichu, that you see that it's only Asur until three generations. Arayos is limited generationally, and nevertheless, females are included in the Isur. You're going to tell me, no, Arayos are different because there's a Chi of Kares, and maybe that's why we're including the Nekevos in the Yisra as well, as opposed to Mitzvah Adom, where there's no Chi of Kares. Not, instead of being Mochiach from Mamzer, for the other side of the Limud, I'll bring you Chalal of Chayave Asei, where there's no Yisra Kares, and the males and females are both included. So therefore, Mitzvah Adomi, where there is no Kares, should include males and females as well. And therefore, we could be Doch, that Mal L'Chalal Shekein Yitziraso Ba'Aveira, that we could reject that and say, well, L'Chalal was created through Aveira, maybe that's why the females are included. But Mitzvah Adomi was not Yitziraso Ba'Aveira, so then we could say, but Arayos Yuchichu. Arayos were not Yitziraso Ba'Aveira, and nevertheless, the males and females are both included, and therefore Mitzvah Adomi should also include both the males and females. Oh, you're going to tell me, but I can't learn from Arayos, because Arayos have Kares, but Chalal Yuchiach. Chalal doesn't have any Yisr Kares associated with it. It's only Yisurei Asei. So Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek Rizek, that's not a Shavish Ben, what Chalul Miyisur Asei and Arayos have in common is that they're both Isurim, and they both include both males and females, and therefore Mitzri V'Adomi should also include both males and females. So the Mishnah had quoted that Rabbi Shimon responded to the Chachamim Loki, that Halacha Niyomer, meaning your response to my Kal V'Chomer is totally incorrect. My Kal V'Chomer stands, plus what I'm saying is not based on the Kal V'Chomer, it's based on the tradition. My Loki, and what did Rabbi Shimon mean when he said that your response to my Kal V'Chomer is flawed? This is what Rabbi Shimon was saying. I happen to not hold like Rabbi Lazar Ben Yaakov, that if someone violates a chiyuv asei, a kohen marries a mafuta or an anusa, that the child's going to be a chalal. There's no response based on the chalal, because I disagree with that basic halacha. I don't think that there's a chalal that's created from chayav asei, and therefore you have no second halacha to learn from. Your whole limud was based on it's Sada Shada, that you have Arayos on the one side and Chalol Mechayav Yasei on the other side, and between the two of them you learned that a Mitzri V'Adom should be inclusive of women as well. I don't think there's such a din called Chalol Mechayav Yasei, and therefore your whole limud is blown up and my Kal V'Chomer stands. And Lididchu, but even according to you, Desviluchu Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, where you want to insist that you hold like Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov, it doesn't matter, because Halacha Ani Omer, this is a Kabbalah I have from my Rebbeim, that in Mitzri Adomi, the Torah doesn't ask it in the Kevos, only asks the Zecharim. Tosos in the bottom Tosos, Halacha Ani Omer writes, when we say Halacha, often it means Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but not here. He says, Lav Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Kamer Dimkena, my Palagal Rabbi Yehuda. Elachikamer halacha niyomer kach kibalti me rabosai. There wouldn't be a machlokas if it was halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Typically, we don't have machlokas when it comes to halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, meaning that's one of the klalim that the Rambam has in the klalim to the Perush Mishnah is that we know about the accuracy of the transmission of Torah Shebal Peh, even though there's machlokas all over the place, because you see that there's one area where machlokas never crept in, and that is by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You don't have machlokas by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So there's a famous tshuva from the Chavos Yair that Marav Ranchberg references over here, Chavos Yair in Kuf Tzadi Beis, where he says, oh yeah, there's no machlokas by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and he has a list of like 50 cases where you have machlokas by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Mistama, this would be one of them, unless he said like Tosos, right? But Tosos seems to be saying that it can't be that halacha over here means halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That's what the Netziv writes in the Saktama to the Perushan Shiltos, that a lot of the terminology that we use to describe halacha l'Moshe Misinai really just means an ancient tradition. Ancient traditions sometimes are all the way back l'Moshe Misinai, and sometimes to the days of the earliest of the Tanaim. Hilchasa Gemirila, the Netziv says. Hilchasa Gemirila, we always assume, means halacha l'Moshe Misinai. He says, not always. It means that there's an ancient tradition, and it often means halacha l'Moshe Misinai. It also sometimes means just a tradition from the early Tanaim. So that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying over here, that halacha niomer, that I have a tradition from my Rebbein. So Tani, the Braisa, elaborates on the conversation that Amar and Rabbi Shimon, halacha niomer. Rabbi Shimon says that I have a halacha, I have a tradition that a Mitzri Adomi are only, the Isra of Mitzri Adomi is only inclusive of males, not females. Va'od mikra misayeni. Plus, the pasuk sounds like me because it says banim, and therefore we could darshan velo banos. What does it say? It says banim asher yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yavolem b'kal Hashem, that the banim that come from a mitzvah v'adomi in the third generation are allowed to marry into kal Hashem. So you see that it's only banim and not banos that are limited to kal shlishi to dor shlishi. Banos could have come even earlier because they were never included in the iser. Tanra banim banim velo banos of Rabbi Shimon. So the Braisa says yes, that is what Rabbi Shimon believes, that the word banim is there to limit, that it's only males and not females. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, harei Omer, banim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi. The pasuk uses the term yivoldu, hakasav tla'an bileida. So you see that it's not only about banim, it's about leida, and leida is anyone who's born. And the last time we checked, the way human beings work is that both males and females are born. They both come into the world through a leida, and therefore they're all included in the Isra of Mitzri. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it's a good thing that Rabbi Yehuda makes this diuk that it's about Leda, because if not for that, he would be in big trouble in terms of how to learn. Kivan Damar Mar, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, that even Gerim are included in Kal Hashem. So anyone who's not allowed to be love of a Kal is not even allowed to marry a Ger. So if he would have held that female Mitzri is Mutter right away, and therefore they'd be considered part of the Kal, like any other Ger, so Mitzri, Rishon, and Sheni, who are Asr Lava Bakal, would not even be allowed to marry a female Mitzri. Meaning, if you were to put Rabbi Yehuda's Shittos together, if he would be stuck saying Rabbi Shimon's opinion, if Rabbi Yehuda would be stuck saying that a female Mitzris is not included in the Isser, that means a female Mitzris is just a regular Ger. You put that together with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a regular Ger is considered part of Kahal, that means a Mitzri Rishon cannot marry a Mitzris Rishon or a Mitzris Shnia, because they're part of Kahal, and a Mitzri is not allowed to be Yavah B'Kahal in the first three generations. So Mitzri Sheni B'Mayitar, and then you would never have a third generation Mitzri, because how would he ever produce a third generation Mitzri? So says Mar, tell me, D'Yavah V'Nasiv, how would he produce a third generation Mitzri? By violating the halacha and marrying a mitzvah rishona, meaning enochinami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he wouldn't be allowed to marry a female mitzri giores because she's part of kahal. But who says he's not going to? So says Mar di lo kasav kra. The pasuk wouldn't describe a whole halacha about a third generation mitzri being allowed to come into the kahal, about being allowed to marry whoever, if the only way to get to that point is by violating an iser. So says Mar, what do you mean? The Torah doesn't describe things that that are violating an iser. Hare mamzer di'i v'kasvekra. Mamzer, the very mitzius of a mamzer, is di'i, and the Torah tells me it's because someone did something wrong. It's not when you do enough mitzvahs ma'isim tovim that you're rewarded with a mamzer. A mamzer is only because someone did an avera, and yet kasvekra, yet the Torah still talks about a mamzer. So it says more di'i li'isura kasav, di'i la'tera lo kasav. No, by the mamzer, the Torah was telling me about the iser of a mamzer. And the Torah is saying, yes, because you did this avera and you produced a mamzer, you therefore have this major problem that he's never allowed to marry, b'kal Hashem. But when the Torah is trying to tell me a heter, a mitzri shlishi is mutter lava b'kal, that the Torah would never describe a heter in terms of something that you had to violate an iser to get to that point of heter. So, but what about a case of someone who remarries a woman that he had previously divorced after she had married somebody else? The Torah says that's one of the things the Torah refers to as a toeva. The Chacham Darshan, that he toeva al banaha enam toevin. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that she's toeva, meaning he's not allowed to remarry the woman that he divorced after she's married someone else in between. But the children are not toevim. So you see, di'i, it's a situation where you're not allowed to do that. And la'atera v'kasve. And still it's telling me the heter, that the children are okay. And the Torah still says it, even though it's a di'i where someone violated an avera. And the Torah is teaching me a heter. The Torah is not teaching me a heter over there. The Torah is teaching me an iser, that you're not allowed to remarry your grusha after she's married somebody else. It's just that the way the Torah formulated it, it also alludes to the idea that that iser is limited to that generation, and that the next generation is not going to be problematic. But over here by Mitzri, it's telling me the whole purpose of the pasuk is the heter of the dor shlishi. So that we would never have in terms of di'i. Now by the iser of a Mitzri, love of bakal, the Torah says banim asher yuvaldu lahem dor shlishi yovalem bakal Hashem. So the Gemara explains the lashonos that are employed in this pasuk. Tan Rabban, im nemar banim, lama nemar doros. If it only would have said banim, meaning now we finished that previous conversation. The previous conversation was just proving that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that female mitzrios are included in the iser, because if he didn't hold female mitzrios are included in the iser, you would never have a situation of dar shlishi, because a mitzri gioris would just be like a regular Jew, and there would be she would not be allowed to marry a mitzri, so you would never have a third generation. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a female mitzrios is included in the iser. So Tan Rabba, now the Gemara just brings a brisa that is medayik in the words that the pasuk uses in the context of the iser mitzri. Im nemar banim lama nemar doros. If it would have said banim, that the lashon of banim, a ben shlishi yavalem bekal Hashem, it didn't have to say dor shlishi. Im nemar doros lama nemar banim, and if it said dor shlishi yavalem bekal Hashem, it didn't have to say banim asher yuvoldu behem. So im nemar banim lo nemar doros, he sees Yomer, so says, no, we need both lashonos, because if it only would have used the term banim, it would have said ben shlishi and not dor shlishi. I would have thought ben rishon v'sheni asur shlishi mutter. I would have thought that within the family, if they have the first child and the second child, those are going to be asur, but by the third child, then everything's going to be mutter. L'kach nemar doros. That's why I say, no, it's generations that we're talking about over here. The first generation mitzri, the second generation mitzri are problematic. The third generation mitzri is mutter lava b'kal. V'im nemar doros, and if it would have said dor shlishi avala b'kal Hashem, v'lo nemar banim, and it didn't say banim, hayisi omar la'osanom d'mal har sinai, I would have thought that it's only generations counting from the generation of Har Sinai. But once you're a few generations past Har Sinai, the Yisr goes away. That's why it says Banim, that this is true of any generation of a Mitzri convert. It's not only going back to Har Sinai. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks the obvious question, was that a real Havamina? Meaning, what other Isser do we have like that? That we say, this only goes back to Har Sinai and it doesn't apply to any other generation after Har Sinai. Where do we ever have such a Havamina? So, and also the answer that the Gemara gives, that that's why it says Banim, you could still say it's only knowing on those Banim whose father stood at Har Sinai. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz comes up with an alternate explanation, but this is the simple reading. This is how Rashi understands the simple reading, that that's the Havamina, that would only apply to Har Sinai. So says Gemara Lahem, the first Lahem, it says in the Pasuk, is Mehem Mene, tells me that you count the number of generations from the Ger themselves, meaning if a third generation is Mutter, that means the Ger themselves is generation one, his child is generation two, his grandchild is ready Mutter Lavo Bekal Hashem. Lahem, and then the second time it says the word Lahem, because it says, Banim Asher Yivaldu Lahem, Dor Shlishi Yavo Lahem Bekal Hashem. Right? In that Pasuk, it says Lahem twice. So the second Lahem is Halach Achar Psula, tells me that if a Mitzri marries a Yisraelis, we go with the father and the kid is a Mitzri. If a Yisrael marries a Mitzris, we go with the mother and the kid is also a Mitzri, meaning that it's not patrilineal or matrilineal, it's whichever is worse. Whichever side is a Mitzri, that's the dominant gene, so to speak, is the Mitzri gene. So the child has the status of a Mitzri Sheni. V'Yisruch L'Mitzv Lahem, V'Yisruch L'Mitzv Asher Yivaldu. I need the Pasuk to say Lahem, and I also needed to say the phrase Asher Yivaldu. Dikas Rachman Asher Yivaldu, only would have said Asher Yivaldu Avamina Mi B'nei Aminei. I would think that we would count from the first generation would be from their children, meaning the Ger themselves is generation zero. Their children are generation one. So Kas Rachman Lahem. That's why I need Lahem to tell me that we start counting the generations from the Ger himself. Vikas Rachman Lahem. And if it only would have said Lahem Avamina Mitzris Muberish and Sky Rehiu Bana, that I would have thought that if a pregnant Mitzris is Megayer while pregnant with her child, that's Chad, that the child and her are considered one, and the child is also considered a ger rishon, and it's only the child's child that's going to be the ger sheni. So kas rachmana sheyivaldu. That's why it says sheyivaldu, to tell me that someone who's born after the gerus is considered a second generation. So a pregnant woman is megayer; she is still the mitzris rishona, and then her child is a mitzri sheni, even though she was already pregnant at the time of the gerus. So in a certain sense, he was in the world inside the mother's womb. V'yisruch l'michtav lahem hacha, and over here it has to say lahem by Mitzri to tell me that we followed the psul, meaning the second lahem we said tells me that if a Mitzri marries a Yisrael, we go with the Yisraelis, we go with the Mitzri. If a Yisrael marries a Mitzris, we go with the Mitzris. So either way, we go to the psul. And v'yisruch l'michtav lo gabe mamzer, and it also has to say lo when it comes to a mamzer, where the pasuk says lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem gam dar asiri lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem. And from that word lo, lamed vav, lo with a vav, that the pasuk tells me by a mamzer, we learn that we follow the psul by a mamzer as well. So I need to be told, both in the context of mamzer and in the context of mitzri, that the dominant gene, so to speak, is the psul, is whichever parent is the psul. Dikas rachman ahach, if it only would have said so by a mitzri, I would have said mishum deba mitipa psula, because a mitzri comes from a tipa psula, from someone who was not Jewish originally. But a mamzer whose father was Jewish, so comes from a tipa ksheira, a malo, I would think that we don't follow the psul, and that you could follow whichever, one side or the other. V'ikos rachmana gabe mamzer, if it only would have said by mamzer that you follow the psul, I would say, yeah, because mamzer is so chamer, mishum dein rabbi lova bakal yolam, because a mamzer is never allowed to be lova bakal. Aval hacha, but when it comes to a mitzri, which is not so severe, it's not liolam, it's only three generations, a malo, so I would think not that way. I would think that you don't always follow the psul. So tzricha, that's why I need the pasuk to be megala to me, both by a mitzri and by a mamzer, that you follow the psul. So the Gemara now brings a machlokas within the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, whether we follow, when it comes to the number of generations, do we follow the mother or the father? Meaning, so far we learned two halachas as far as mitzri. We learned the halacha that as far as number of generations, we go with the ger. We go with the ger is generation one, not generation zero. And we learned that as far as the psul is concerned, we follow whichever parent is the psul. If you have a mitzri that marries Israel, we go with whichever parent is a psul. But what about counting the number of generations when they're off with each other? You have a mitzri rishon marries a mitzris shnia. Do you go with whichever is worse? Do you go with the father, not the mother? How do we count in terms of that? So Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, mitzri sheni shenasa mitzris rishona, b'na shlishi avai. You can have a mitzri sheni marries a mitzris rishona, the offspring is going to be a shlishi. So you see that as far as the number of generations, we look at the father. We start counting the generations from the ger himself, and as far as the number of generation, what number generation it is, we always look at the father. The Rishonim raised the question, but wait, we learned from Lahem that you always follow the psul, so why wouldn't we say that you always follow the more psul? Meaning if it's a mitzri that marries a Yisrael, we always go with the Mitzri side. So why don't we say that you always go with the more puzzle of the two sides? So the Rishonim say that the idea that we go achar the psul is because the nisun is ba'aveira. So that's why you follow the psul, because a Mitzri has no business marrying Yisraelis, and a Mitzris has no business marrying a Yisrael. So then we're halach achar a psul. But over here, it's a perfectly viable marriage, a perfectly kosher marriage for a Mitzri Rishon to marry a Mitzris Shnia. They're allowed to do that, and therefore we're not going to always go with the psul. We follow him. We follow the father side of the family. So Masav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef challenges from Mishnah and Kiddushin, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yicholin Mamzerim Litaher, that there's a way for a Mamzer to make sure that his children will not be Mamzerim. Kate said, what do you have to do? Mamzer Nosa Shivcha. Have a Mamzer marry a Shivcha. He's allowed to do that. So Vlad Eved, but the Vlad is going to be Misyaches after the mother, so the Vlad's going to be an Eved. It's not going to be Misyaches after him. Then Shichro, then you could free the Vlad, Nimsa Ben Chorin. The Vlad will be a regular Jewish person at that point, and who's allowed to marry Yisraelis. But don't you see over here that according to Rabbi Tarfon, since the mother is a shivcha, the child is an eved, that we see you follow matrilineal descent, not patrilineal descent? Isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when it comes to a mitzri, you follow the father and not the mother? Says, no, when it comes to a shivcha, that's different than other forms of yichus, because by shivcha, there's a gzeres hakasav. Pasuk says, that the woman and her offspring are all belong to the master, meaning that you see that the avdus goes through the mother. So Masav Rava, but the Rava challenges Rabbi Yochanan even further, that we learned a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, min yamin ger mitzri, hayili chaver mitamidei Rabbi Akiva, that I was friends with a fellow by the name of min yamin, who was a ger mitzri, va'amar, and he told me what his shidduch plans were when we were learning in yeshiva together, and we were talking about shidduchim. He told me how he was going to take care of his problem. And he said, ani mitzri rishon, v'nas I'm a mitzvah rishon, so I marry. I was careful to only marry a mitzvah rishona. Asili bni mitzvah shniya kedei shiye ben bni roi lov bakal. And I'm going to make sure that my son also is a makbit to marry someone of his generation ger mitzri, so that by my grandchildren's generation they'll already be mutzvah lov bakal. V'isal kadai tach pasrei didei shadina lei. But if you say that as far as numbering the generations, you're always going to go with the father's side. Afili rishona nami. Why do you have to be makbit that his son marries a mitzris Rishniya, let his son marry a mitzris Rishona, and the grandchild is still going to be okay, because you go with the father's side, and by following the father's side, the grandchild is still going to be a shlishi. So I'm like, Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Tani Rishona. So Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, the Braisa, you're right, you should change the Lashon of the Braisa. What Minyam and Gera Mitzri was saying was that my son could even marry a mitzris Rishona, and it's still going to be okay. That's how Rabbi Yochanan would defend himself. You have to change the Braisa. So Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Am Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan as follows: Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, a second generation male Mitzri marries a first generation female Mitzris, but not Sheni Havai. The child, the offspring of that, is going to follow the mother, is going to be a Sheni. Alma Basar Yimei Shadinalei, the exact opposite of what Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we follow the father. Rav Dimi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we follow the mother. So the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara assumes that what Rabbi Yochanan is based on is that we follow the mother because of Uber Yerech Imo, that it's considered the fetus considered one with the mother, and therefore the baby comes out of the mother more so than it comes out of the father, and that's why we follow the mother. So Amalei Abayis says to Rav Dimi, how could you say within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that you follow the mother based on Uber Yerech Imo, which is an assumption that the Gemara is working with, that it's all based on Uber Yerech Imo? Ela Hadam Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan says, Hifrish Chatas Muberes Vyolda, if you designated an animal for a carbon chatas when that animal was pregnant and then it gave birth, ratza mischaper ba, if you want, you could use the animal that you designated for your kapara, or ratza mischaper bevlada, if you want, you could be mischaper with the offspring and let the original animal go graze, because it's no problem, the offspring is also a chatas. So ask Gemara, iam pishlam uber lav yerechimahu, if Rabbi Yochanan holds uber is lav yerechimo, that's why you could be mischaper with the vlad if you want, because when you, when you you were mafresh it when the animal is pregnant, so the vlad is considered its own separate animal. It's not considered just a limb of the mother. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, you were mafresh two animals for your carbon chatos when you were only chayav one, as a way of saying that if something happens to the first one, I'll use the other one. If something happens to that one, I'll use this one. So you have two independent animals when the mother is pregnant, and you were designated both of them as a carbon chatos. So that's why you have a choice to use one or the other. And the halacha is that if you mafresh two animals for one chiyuv chatos, you could use whichever one of them you want as your carbon, and the other one will go graze until it develops a mum, and then you'll redeem it for money, and you'll use the money for nedavos, for ketza mizbeach, for the desserts of the mizbeach, whenever the mizbeach is otherwise not busy. But if Rabbi Yochanan really holds Uber Yerachimo, that the fetus is like a limb of the mother, then you wouldn't view this as being mafresh two separate animals. The Uber is only Yerachimo. Havle Vlad Chatos. This should therefore be an offspring of a carbon chatos, and the halacha is the Vlad Chatos Lemisa Azil. A Vlad Chatos cannot be used as the carbon. It has to go Lemisa. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds Uber Yerachimo, how can he say that when you're mafresh a chatos mulberes, that you have the option of getting your kapara through the vlad? No, you don't. It's a vlad chatos. It should die. So Ishtik, Rav Dimi had no response. He couldn't answer that question. Meaning, Rav Dimi had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we follow the mother when it comes to the mitzris, and we assumed that that's based on the principle of Uber Yerachimo, but we see Rabbi Yochanan does not hold Uber Yerachimo when it comes to the halachas of Karmel Chatos. So Amleya Abayi says to Rav Dimi that no, you can answer Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Dilma Shaini Hasam. Maybe the din by a mitzri, even though Uber is Lav Yerachimo, and therefore really we should not follow matrilineal descent, nevertheless we follow the mother because Dechziv Asher Yivoldu Hakasav Tala Beleda. It says by the Yisra of Mitzri, it says Banim Asher Yivoldu Lahem. So you see, it all depends on Leda. The Torah relates the distance of generations based on the event of birth, and therefore that makes sense if you're following the event of birth, that that's going to go with the mother, even though Uber is Lav Yerachimo, even though the Uber is not considered to be part of the mother or a limb of the mother. So Amaleis Rav Dimi said to Abaye, Karkafna, you're a very chashuv person. Chazise l'reishach, I saw your head, meaning I saw your Rebbe Beini Amudi among the pillars in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan where they were learning. Kiyam Rabbi Yochanan l'hashmaita, when Rabbi Yochanan was saying this din that by a mitzri you follow the mother, and he said the reason is based on Asher Yivaldu. And so what you're saying right now that the whole drush is from Asher Yivaldu, you must have had as a tradition from your Rebbe. It's not your own Chiddush. This is something that I know, that I saw that your Rebbe said the same thing. So the Gemara asks, according to Abaye's explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, Taima, the reason we follow the mother is because Dichsiv Asher Yivaldu, Habi Alma, but the implication is that throughout Kalat Arukula, where you don't have a special Gzeres Nakas of Basra Avua Shadin Alei, the default would be to always follow the father, because we don't say Ubar Yerach Imo. Ela Hadamar Rava, Nachris Muberish and Izgaira, but not in Sarach Tfi. But when Rava says that if a pregnant non-Jewish woman is Megayer, the child doesn't need a tevila l'shem gerus because the tevila that the mother did counts on behalf of the child. But if you hold Uber's lav yerachimo, amayin tzarech tevila. Why doesn't the child need tevila? The child is an independent entity. The mother's tevila should not work for the child. V'chitema, maybe you're going to say that even if Uber is not yerachimo, the tevila still works. Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak, based on the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, that the mother is not considered a chatzitza for the tevila of the child. Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, that we have a lachal Moshe Misinai, that if there's by a chiyuv tevila there's a chatzitza between the person and the water, so rubo makbid alav chotzeitz. If the chatzitza is over the majority of the body and it's something that you'd be makbid about, you don't want it there, so it's going to be a chatzitza in the tevila. Rubo she'eno makbid alav, if you have something that covers the majority of the body but you're not makbid, you never mind having it there, eino chotzeitz, that's not a chatzitza. It's on the daraisa level. Rav Kahana. So and therefore, the mother should not be a chatzitza because he's not makbid. He wants the mother there, meaning the fetus thrives because there's a mother there from which he gets nourished. and therefore the tevila of the fetus should count independently. Not that it's ola with the tevila of the mother. The baby's going to the mikvah. But the baby has this giant chatzitza of the mother all around him. No, that's not a chatzitza because it's a rubo. She'eino machmir alav. So says Gemara, no, that doesn't work. You can't say that the reason that the mother is not considered a chatzitza is because eino machmir vam rav kana lo shanu ella rubo aval kulo chotzeitz. If it's that din of rubo she'eino machmir not being a chatzitza is only if you have something on the majority of the person's body. But if you have something covering the entirety of the person's body, then even if you're not makbid, it's going to be a chatzitza. So an uber that's bimei imo, that's covered by the mother entirely, the mother is going to be a chatzitza. So why does Rava say the tevila works? So shayni uber dahin rabbi say. Says, well, no, an uber surrounded by the mother, it's the way the baby grows inside the mother, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza at all. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting, that there's no chatzitza, that it counts as a tevila for the baby. Now the Gemara doesn't spell out the entire drasha. We really when this is quoted elsewhere, Maseches Nida and Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara tells us that if you have a miut hamakbid, that's also chatzitza Maseches Erevin, rather, that's also chatzitza midrabanan when you have a miut hamakbid. But the Gemara says, so why don't we say even a miut chayin hamakbid should be a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, no, we don't say gzera legzera. A miut hamakbid is a gzera, rubo chayin hamakbid is a gzera. To make a miut chayin hamakbid chatzitza, that's a gzera. Which is astonishing because the Rama in Yoredeya says that we don't even allow tefillah with a miut chayin hamakbid. What do you mean? It's a beferish gemara that we do. So, so there's a lot of discussion in Achronim where that Rama comes from, what that Rama is based on. Kiyas Ravina Rabbi Yochanan Buumo Salachachar Zachar. When Ravina came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to non-Jewish nations, we always follow the male. Niskayru Halachachar Pagam Mishneim. Both the mother and the father are Megayer, when we look at the Yichus, we go with whichever is more pogum of the two. Bumas halachachar zachar, what does that mean? Kiditanya, minayin lechem l'mushu ba'la kananis. How do I know one of the other umos that's ba'al a kananis woman, one of the seven nations? V'holid ben sha'ata rashi l'knoso be'evet, that even though the mother is a kananis, you're allowed to buy the person as an evet, and you don't have to kill them as one of the seven nations. Shenemar v'gam b'nei atoshav ha'garim mechem mehem tiknu. So you see, it's possible to buy avadim from those that are garim imachem b'Eretz Yisrael. So the b'nei atoshavim means the children of those who are in Eretz Yisrael forever, who are always there. But the fathers are not kananim, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, and they became toshavim, and they married nashim kananios, and they had children. So even though the women are kananios, the children are going to be mutter, because you follow the father. Yachlaf iluachem rakan shabal achas min ha'umos v'holid ben shatarashe l'knosu b'aved. You might think it works in the other direction also, that if it's a Kanani father and there's a non-Kanani mother, that you're allowed to keep the child alive and buy them as neved. Those who were not born in Eretz Yisrael but were born in some other land and then arrived in Eretz Yisrael, meaning that the father was a Kanani, came to Eretz Yisrael and married a woman there. That's where you could buy the person as neved. But otherwise, if the father was a Kanani, then all bets are off. Then the child is a Kanani as well. Then we said, if they're Megayer, you follow the more Pugum of the two. B'mai, what are we talking about? So, Ilem of B'mitzri Shnas Amonis. If we're talking about a Mitzri who's Asher to three generations, that marries an Amonis who's Mutter right away, that you don't need to wait three generations. My Pugum Shebishneim Ispa. What do you mean the Pugum Shebishneim? She's Mutter right away. There is no Pugam in her at all. Amoni V'lo Amonis. Ella Ba'amoni Shnas Amitzris. No, it's talking about an Amoni male who marries a Mitzris woman, that they're both Pugum in some way, because the Mitzris is also Asher for three generations. See, Zachar Havi, if the Vlad is a Zachar, Shad Yabasar Amoni, then you follow the Amoni side, and the child is going to be Asher forever. And in the Keva Havi, but if the child is a female, Shad Yabasar Mitzris, then you follow the Mitzris side and say that it's a Mitzris Shnia, and the child is going to be Mutter as a Mitzri Shlishi, because it says Lahem that you follow the more apostle. That's what it means. Halachachar Pagum. Nu Mishra Mamzer Munasirim Asurim, there are Asulova Bakal Hashem, Visurim Nisra Olam, and there are Asher forever. Both males and females of Mamzerim and Nesirim. So Amrei Shlakish Mamzeris Achar Asar Doros Mutaros. A Mamzeris is Asar until the 10th generation, inclusive of the 10th generation, but after 10 generations, become mutter. Because Yalf, Asiri, Asiri, Me'amoni, Moavi, Malala, Nekevus, Mutaros, we learn Asiri, Asiri from Amun Amav, where it also says Dor Asiri. So just like by Amun Amav, it's only inclusive of males and not females. Afkan, so to a mamzer after 10 generations, Nekevus, Mutaros, that it's going to be mutter for the females. Imalalan, Miyad, but wait, by an Amun Amav, you don't need to wait 10 generations. Right away, the females are mutter. So Afkan, Miyad, maybe by Mamzerim also right away. So Kiahani, Gzereshava, Me'asiri Ve'elach. No, the Gzereshava only works for the 10th generation and on, because the Gzereshava is about that phrase of Dor Asiri of that 10th generation. But it says in the Mishnah that they're also forever, that it doesn't go only 10 generations. So lo kasha, how command the Amar don mina umina? How command the Amar don mina va'oki ba'asra? That they're arguing about the methodology of learning from one place to the other. Since the Yisr by Amamzer is ad olam, is derived from Gzer Shor, from Ammoni and Moavi, so we learn all of the details from there, that just like Ammoni, the Zecharim, only the Zecharim are asr and not the Nekevos, so by Amamzer also, only the Zecharim are asr ad olam. The Nekevos are not asr ad Olam only until 10 generations. But the Tan in the Mishnah, who asers mamzerim ad olam, even by the females, assumes don minavu kibasra, that yes, you learn from Ammoni Umavi that a mamzer is aser ad olam, but we're mamid the din within the parsha of mamzerus. And in the parsha of mamzerus, there is no chiluk between zcharim and the kevos. That's only a chiluk that you have by Ammoni and Moavi. Okay, so Beth Hashem will pick up with Shalosh Rav Lezer tomorrow, and I really gotta speed up. We'll try. Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you very much.